Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 950 users interacting. We've got over 60,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. Be sure you go and check that out. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, as always, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, man, which... And it's hard to choose which one I want to start with, but I also kind of want to catch up on some emails because we had a big response. Last night in this hour, in the second hour of the show, we pretty much talked about cops for the entire hour. And the question on the table was, well, are cops bad or are cops good? And some various different issues tangential to that. We had some email responses. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. The first one's from Zach. He says, subject line, you're all wrong about cops. With each of your bad cop segments, there's almost always a statement made that not all cops are bad. On Wednesday night's show, Manwich backed this up by pointing out encounters with cops where the cop behaved professionally. This doesn't mean that the cop involved is not a bad cop. It only shows that he was not being a bad cop at that moment. To suggest that this means the cop was not a bad cop is the same as suggesting that Hitler was not a bad man because you happened to encounter him while he was painting rather than committing genocide. The good cop experiences, Manwich cites, only shows that cops are not bad all of the time, but still leaves the possibility that all cops behave badly. Now I'll make my blanket statement about cops, which I admit is impossible to prove. It is my honest opinion that all cops are evil. While not all cops are directly involved in evil acts, I'm unable to comprehend how a supposed good cop could function without having to look the other way while the evil cops do whatever they want to. Even libertarian Sheriff Bill Masters has admitted to this kind of conduct, looking the other way. In my mind, this indirect endorsement of lawlessness and immorality by other cops strips them of the otherwise good strips the otherwise good cop of any right to the good label. Therefore, I'll maintain that all cops are either directly evil or indirectly evil, and thus, evil. This is where I assume Manwich will jump in to defend the indirectly evil cops. Unfortunately, doing the best you can within an evil system can be worse than the evil conduct itself. The indirectly evil cops help to perpetuate the myth of, I have nothing to worry about if I've done nothing wrong. This may be true with the indirectly evil cop, but it only takes one completely evil cop to murder you in your bed for holding a soda can, which really happened here in Denver. I want to challenge you to prove my position wrong. I want to see just one example of a good cop whose record clearly shows that he enforces laws with his peers in the exact same manner as he enforces them with the public. And he says, he adds on, that it doesn't count if the good cop ruined his career the first time that he showed he has principles. Because this will just help support my point that it's impossible for a good cop to exist. So you see what he's suggesting?
I hear what he said.
He wants you to come up with an example of a cop that has routinely pointed out the corruption in his ranks, that has arrested his co-workers for being bad cops.
My question here is what he's saying is taking good to an extreme and saying that, in fact, you know, you must do everything precisely the way that it should be done in order to be good. And I would say that I am therefore definitely not a good human. I've done bad things. And I don't believe that because I've done bad things.
But you don't have authority.
See, that's the point, though. I'm telling you they're humans and they're... Plenty of them are good people, and they happen to have authority. Now, authority is corrupting. Authority definitely causes people to do bad things. All I've been asked to say, now what you're saying is that they can be good people then, and they can't be good cops.
That's right.
Okay, whatever. Sounds nutty to me.
He says, if you can bring this mythical good cop onto your show, it will easily give you a good hour of radio. I'll admit that I was wrong, and I'll upgrade my AMP membership to gold level. If you fail to find this mythical good cop, and both of you will honestly admit on air that there is no such thing, I will also upgrade my AMP membership. So I'll say there is no such thing as a good cop.
You know, all I'm going to say...
Need the money.
All I'm going to say, I can't say that what's not... in my heart. What I'm going to say is that, you know, the role of cop as a government thing is definitely has some intrinsic problems to it. And it's going to cause people to have, you know...
How about you just say, cops can be good people, but they can't. There can't be good cops.
I don't know if I can... I don't know if I feel that way, though. Like, I think that a guy can do a good job, and he can
if they were
try
doing
his
a good
best.
Job, if they were doing a good job, then they'd be arresting their coworkers for corruption.
You know,
because they all know about it. Remember when Al called in from Texas? He quit. So the good cops end up quitting because they're so frustrated with the system.
I'll say that good cops probably are very frustrated with the system.
How about maybe you could say good cops don't last because they're frustrated with the system. Good cops don't stay in the system very long. Good cops either get corrupted themselves or they leave and go and be private investigators.
You know, at this moment, I feel like I should say it, but I don't know. I don't really care about that. That's not the reason, but I would do it.
All right. With that, we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Joe in Boston. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Haven't talked to you for quite a while. I agree.
Hey, Joe.
I have a couple things.
Yes.
I agree with you on the cops. If you're a good cop, you can't. Although you're putting a standard pretty high, which they should, but you're saying they can never look the other way, which I agree with you on.
Well, not with not when their cohorts are violating people's rights. I don't think
right.
they should be looking the other
I
way.
Agree. But they do it because they'll lose their job. You know that.
I don't mind if they're looking the other way on a truck full of marijuana coming into the country because, you know, they get paid.
And if someone robs a drug dealer, which I know who did because, you know, hey, drug dealer. Yeah, he got $30,000, $40,000. I mean, he said, I'll never rob the working stiff, but these guys are losers. And he needed the money, so I don't blame him.
Wait, who robbed the drug dealer?
I'm not going to say, just someone who I know who would go into their houses and he used to be in a gang. He would rob the drug. What are they called?
A good way to get killed.
Yeah.
Well, they never bothered him because, you know, you can't go to the cops when you're...
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, what are you robbing my drug money? What are these guys stealing drugs? Sorry.
Yeah, not that the cops would have really solved the crime anyway, even if you did go
Well,
to
they
him.
Do the same thing. They take money as that DEA agent who lost her job, Diana, whatever her name is. I forgot her name, Clayman. She saw them take money from the money they took from the people that they arrested.
She saw the other DEA agents, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
And that's why she's a whistleblower and she's lost her job. She may lose her house. She was threatened and everything else. Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens to the good cops.
Yeah. Couple other questions. I'm trying to use your podcast, and my question is, I can't go to that other site because it has been BitTorrent, and every time I leave my iPod or open, I have to open it, or your podcast won't come down. Is there a way I can set this, because I can't see, and I don't know too much about this stuff.
You have to have the iPod or open for the podcast to come down.
Yeah, but if I leave it open, it won't come down unless I press check to or something like that.
Maybe. I don't have an iPod or program. We just put the podcast up.
Okay, what about BitTorrent? I tried to play it. It wouldn't play because it was BitTorrent.something.
You have to get the BitTorrent protocol. If you post a message on our forums, our friends there will help you out with this.
Isn't BitTorrent illegal or what? I don't know.
No, it's not. No, there are some files that are distributed with BitTorrent that are illegal. It's a protocol. There's nothing illegal about BitTorrent.
I wish they would just have plain MP3. Why do they need a protocol? Good Lord, you know?
Well, it's we can't get into it, man. Technical stuff. Anything else on your mind?
No. But I'd just like to say, my uncle was a cop, and he would never turn other cops in. Oh, the other country. What's the best country?
Oh yeah, I wanted to know what the number one country was for press freedom.
Yes.
The number one country?
Yeah, for freedom. But besides us, I mean, we're going.
Oh, for economic freedom?
Yes.
Press freedom.
For press freedom or for economic freedom?
Both.
For economic freedom, it's Hong Kong, hands down.
Followed by Singapore.
For press freedom, I don't have the list in front of me. I think it was Denmark.
Yeah, because Hong Kong, they still kill people in China. You still wouldn't want to live there. They still torture people. That's what Alex
Hong Kong
knows.
Isn't quite China. Even though China's in control, China's not really doing anything with Hong Kong.
Yeah,
they've
but
let it sit there for about 8 years now. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. I guess it hasn't been 8 years. Well, almost. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us on the phones, join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to check out with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, it's a special photo that they took specially for Free Talk Live. And in the photo, they validate themselves. They prove that they listen to Free Talk Live by holding up usually some sort of homemade signage that references the show. And therefore, we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners, and that's why I want to show them off with the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So, ladies, check it out. It's not a beauty contest. Most important thing to know about it, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, the show by your calls. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Gene.
Oh, guys.
Hey.
I would like you guys to check out a trial that's going on in Las Vegas right now, Irwin Schiff. Have you heard about
it? Oh, yes, Irwin Schiff, one of the most famous tax freedom advocates.
Yeah, the courts banned his book. They told him he can't publish his, can't sell his book anymore, called The Federal Mafia, which he wrote about the income tax. And this guy knows more about the income tax law probably than anybody in existence.
And on top of that, he's not one of those tax freedom guys that just gets put away and then disappears, because there's been plenty of them over the years that have their schemes, basically. And Irwin has this, you know, a scheme of his own. I don't know how legitimate it is, but he was put away for it years ago, or some other version of it years ago, got out of prison, and keeps going. He's been pushing against the IRS, has been fighting the IRS for, like, most of his last 30 years or so.
Yeah, and this guy is, I mean, he's been a freedom fighter. There's no question about it. And he's something like 87 years old. I've met Irwin.
Wow.
I think at one time he tried to run for the Libertarian presidency.
He ran for sheriff in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I think he was also one of the candidates. Oh. I think it was like 1996 or 92,
right,
where he was one of the runners-up for to be the Libertarian candidate for president.
That's right. And he also ran for sheriff down there in Vegas.
Right. He's an interesting character.
I've met him on a couple occasions. And, you know, the guy is 87 years old. And
wow.
He's looking at 40 years in prison. And I know that you guys don't believe in God, but for your listeners that do, I'd appreciate it if people would pray for Irwin, because we're battling the beast here, and everybody needs as much help as they can get. And there's a blog.
I'm sure there were a lot of people praying for Larkin Rose, and it didn't help him out.
It didn't seem to work that time, but, you know, there were also people praying for Joe Bannister, and it seemed to work that time.
Well, exactly.
Anyway, there's a blog site. You want to hear it? That
God must not like Larkin Rose.
I guess not. Maybe Larkin was a bad boy. But there's a blog spot where people can keep up on the trial. It's if you want to, can I give it to you?
Is it easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's triallogs.blogspot.com. So it's blogspot.com, and it's triallogs with an S.
Very good, sir.
Will you put it on the BBS so that people can check it out? Because it's still our contention that it just doesn't work to give it over the air.
It's always a good idea to put it on the BBS.
Well, you know, the time that I gave my Christian anarchist blog site over the air, I got hit like crazy that
really?
That
good
night.
To know. Well, we can pay for it. You're going to have to pay for it next time, Gene.
Well, okay, here it is. It's
Thanks for the call, man.
All right,
800-259-5791. He's cute, that Gene.
Yep.
Let's go to George in D.C. George from the TSA. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, dude?
And still kind of bummed out that I didn't win that Powerball.
Most people didn't win, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, damn, what I could have won with that. I wanted so bad to just show up to the airport and urinate in one of those trays just to say I quit.
I don't know if they'd if that would get you out of the office. They might arrest you.
Yeah, I thought they'd probably get a fine. And it's like, come on, $2,500 to a guy with 340 million runs for be 25 cents.
You know, I suggest you save your money, George, because really the lottery is nothing more than a voluntary tax on poor people.
Well, kind of gambling in a way.
It's gambling with the worst possible odds.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's fun to do, and if the government would get out of it and let businesses do it, then you'd see the jackpots, more people winning, and that kind of thing. That the odds would go down.
Can I ask you, George? How much do you spend per week on the lotto?
No, I only play when the jackpot gets as big as that.
Oh, okay, then it's not that much of a big deal. What I'm concerned with is the people that drop $5-$10 a week on lotto tickets.
That's a bit of a waste. They should just wait till it, like, you know, gets at least big enough to be, you know, worth your while.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of money, because if you're spending $10 a week on lotto tickets, that's $520 a year that you're spending on lotto tickets. That'd be doing you a lot better in your bank account than it will be buying lotto tickets.
I think there's two lottos a week in Florida, so it would double that. It'd be $1,040.
Exactly.
Yeah, we all got enough addictions in our lives. We don't need to add lotto to it. Like,
well, think about this, George. The sickest part about it is the people that are most likely to play the lotto all of the time, not you. You only play it now and then. But the people that play it all of the time are those who are the most poor, those who feel like they could use that money. They really would like to win that money, so they're going to spend a buck or two here and there, $5 a week or whatever on lotto tickets. And they're only making, if you're a poor person, you're only making $10,000 to $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
And so if you're spending $500 or $1,000 a year on lotto tickets, that's like a good chunk of your income.
Yeah.
Going out the window.
Yep.
George, anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm addicted to Grand Theft Auto, but
are you?
And Andreas.
Do you feel like it desensitizes you to violence?
Yeah. I mean, that lawyer dude wants to ban for the wrong reasons. Right there. I mean,
there's no right reason to ban video games.
Yeah, there's no right reason, but if it's true, and I would never ban it, but I would say if you got to ban it, ban it because it's more addictive than crack. I mean, I played that thing 8 hours straight. I lost all feeling in my legs.
Wow. Wow, dude. You know, video games have that problem. Man, what, you're hooked on a game right now,
aren't you? I am. I'm hooked on Star Wars Battlefront. You get to be a stormtrooper and a big troop of stormtroopers, and when you die, you regenerate, and you guys just kind of swarm in, and I have the same thing going on.
You'll sit there until the very last moment, and then you'll throw down the controller, run out the door, and try to get here on time.
Yep.
I've done that so many times this week.
Sure.
It might have been funny.
That's what it's like.
Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791.
I don't feel it desensitizes me to violence, but it makes me want to breathe funny and carry a lightsaber.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I wish that I could play more video games, but I can't. Because I know that I'll want to do that if I start, if I pick up the controller. It's like if I buy a bag of candy, I feel like I have to eat the entire bag of candy, so that's why I don't buy candy anymore. And, video games aren't quite as harmful, I don't think, as candy, but nonetheless.
They waste your time, and, you could be using that time to be getting rich.
Exactly. So there you go.
It just really depends on what your goals are.
800-259-5791. So let's go back to the email box, man, which, talking about police protection, Richard emails in. He says, guys, on Wednesday night's show, hour two was consumed almost entirely by discussions about whether police officers are primarily good or bad. Though some points, valid points were made on both sides, I feel that a vital point needs stressing. Ian indicates that police officers generally tend to be disrespectful and abusive to the citizens they're employed to protect. Possibly. But even if this is true, there's a larger point to be made regarding the effectiveness of protection services. Manwich indicates that Ian sees police officers as irredeemably evil, and that this is an unfair generalization. In principle, I would agree. But the issue becomes confused if we stop there and allow the fact that police officers are human beings to discourage us from analyzing the unique nature of the particular protection services that they provide. He says the issue will remain unclear as long as we fail to ask the most fundamental question regarding police services. We'll find out what the most fundamental question is coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full, plus a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's yours if you want to take control. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to dig around. You don't have to punch in your credit card number. You don't have to create an account. You just go and get them at FreeTalkLive.com. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send you the archives automatically. You don't even have to do anything else after that. So again, check it out, freetalklive.com. We're reading an email. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. The email is from Richard. He's talking about the cops. And he says that he sees cops as generally being disrespectful and abusive, and man, what you think that there's plenty of good cops out there. He says that there's a fundamental question that needs to be asked in regards to police protection services. He says the question is not whether the police tend to be good or bad. Either might be the case. Nor is the question whether certain police procedures are reasonable or effective. Some of them are, and some of them are not. The fundamental question regarding police protection is whether the providers of such a service are bound by market forces, or are they insulated from market forces?
Largely insulated.
Yeah. With this emphasis, it should become clear that it doesn't matter if we're talking about police protection, insurance coverage, or education. Any service that's funded by taxes, which are not collected voluntarily, is insulated from market forces, and therefore cannot measure customer satisfaction or respond to customer demand. Over time, we can expect such services to become more costly, less effective, or both. So,
in the case of cops, dangerous.
Yeah. So while it never becomes necessary to make generalizations about police officers being good or bad in order to explain their behavior, it nevertheless can and probably will be true that their procedures will develop a tendency toward property rights violations instead of property rights protections, which, regardless of what specific police officers are inclined to do themselves, would make their entire institution bad in the sense that it is relevant to libertarians. Thanks for your discussion. I hope that this contribution helps clarify some important factors in the quality provision of protection services.
Relevant to not just libertarians, but everyone's personal freedoms.
Absolutely.
You know, I completely agree with that statement.
That we need to get them back to the marketplace?
You know, I would say that if we could somehow put marketplace forces, here's what I'd like to see.
We didn't talk about solutions last night.
No, we didn't. We just, you know, talked about cops being good or bad. What I would like to see is America return to a constitutional size. And at the time of the Constitution, there were no police forces.
You mean America's government?
America's government.
Okay.
The federal and state...
Well, and weren't people just running wild if there were no police forces killing one another?
No, they weren't.
Well, what stopped them?
I'm not certain. Other people with guns.
That probably was it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that we should do away with police forces because of that. I'm simply saying that there weren't. So it's something that wasn't addressed. And it
so
was
even though you're not saying we should get rid of police forces, you're also saying at the same time we got by fine without them at one point.
I am saying that. Constitutional, allowing for any federal policing force.
Absolutely. And you and I agree there.
We do. And I would like to see...
So therefore, we need to abolish the FBI, abolish the CIA, get rid of the NSA, get rid of the DEA, get them all out. See you later.
We wouldn't need the CIA nearly as much if we were not meddling in other countries' politics all the time. But either way...
It's what the CIA does, by the way.
If we got the governments smaller... Then I would like to see experimentation in, free market police forces. I'm not ready to say, let's get rid of all the polices and some kind of police and all, some kind of, free market solution. It scares me.
Sure, but we can ease into it. You know, there are certain things that we can do. First off, the number one most important thing we can do is end the war on drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
I like what you're saying about ending the federal police people. That's obviously something we should do. But locally, ending the war on drugs. Go ahead. Let's have one state end the war on drugs. I predict it'll be New Hampshire first. And then you'll watch and you will be able to watch and see how it is that the jails empty out. Because if we end the war on drugs, we'll release all of the nonviolent drug offenders that are sitting in prison.
Empty jails isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing,
right?
Because we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and people won't be driven to commit crimes in order to get the drugs they want.
That's correct.
That's happening. I mean, if you've got a crack habit and, you know, your morals are a little shifty as it is, and you've got to do what it takes to get crack, well,
good club grandma.
Unfortunately.
Necessary. So that's number one. That's what we can do. The other things are a little more experimental. The other things are, like, for instance, I've suggested somehow injecting competition into the police force.
I don't know how it would work, but...
I'm not the idea man. You know, the marketplace would be able to take care of that if we allowed it to. You know, if we encouraged that to happen.
That's certainly the truth.
I think that eventually what we could end up with is what we've talked about as peace officers on the show. For instance, if you live in a big gated neighborhood, you might have those private security officers there.
Sure, and many neighborhoods have that now.
And by going into
and
the neighborhood...
neighborhood associations, I mean, I would say most neighborhood associations, most neighborhoods have associations, and those neighborhood associations would pool money and, you know, privates, and they would contract private security to check on their neighborhood now and then. I'm not saying they would have private security for the neighborhood, but there would a private security company would have, this neighborhood, that neighborhood, that
right.
neighborhood.
And
they'd do drive-bys.
And
how often does a cop drive by your house? Because I've never seen them on my little dead-end street.
Only if they get called somewhere. That's really the only reason
they never get called down there.
Right. So you could have this situation where you've got the private security companies taking care of the neighborhoods. And if you still wanted to have a government justice system or a government incarceration system, you could have them interface with the private security people. I mean, the most important thing is to get the criminals out of your neighborhood, right? You don't want them coming in the first place. So, obviously, gun freedoms. That's another way that we can reduce crime and not have to make it so the police really have to work very often is by letting people carry weapons without having to ask permission for them.
You know,
which is their right.
To me, I'd much rather have burglars carted away in ambulances than I would in police cars.
What do you mean by that?
I want the burglars to go away in body bags.
Oh, that way. Yes. Carted away in that fashion. Okay, I thought you meant take them to the hospital.
A few of them aren't going to get shots in the head or the heart.
Right.
And so in which case, they would have to go to the hospital.
Well, no, you can always shoot them again.
yeah, you could, but, you know, some people are going to stop. So they're going to end up going to the hospital.
When you shoot somebody, you should shoot to kill. If you're going to pull a gun on somebody, you're intending to use deadly force on that person for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because you feel threatened, you should shoot to kill that person. Because the last thing you want is for them to come back at you if they get better.
Yeah, that's very bad.
They want to get some vengeance on you.
Very bad.
We certainly don't want that. So I'd kind of just like to see, the free market come up with some solutions. And again, we can come up with a couple of ideas, but if we let people in search of profit do it, which is what the marketplace is all about, then they'll come up with some just amazing stuff. I mean, if we turned protection services over to the marketplace 100%, it's mind-boggling to think about what kind of revelations and what sort of just amazing things could come about. I mean, think about how computers have come along in the past 20 or 30 years. Well, cop policing hasn't really changed that much. Yeah, they got the tasers now, they get new weapons, and they get, you know, a new propane cars from time to time. They upgrade their tools from time to time, certainly. But really, the functionality of policing hasn't really changed. Cops working their beat, arresting criminals, harassing homeless people. Really, it hasn't changed that much over the decades. I think it could really change if the marketplace was in control. And if you've got some ideas, we'd love for you to share them with us. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, the commie is on the line from California.
Great.
It's Jason. We're going to go to him next. The communist on the line with us. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich, join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send you an email. If you're on the updates list, and over 500 of you are. So join up, updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Jason the Communist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey. So
hey.
Are you guys actually going to, you know, move to your free state? You know,
when?
You guys have been talking about it for like a year at least.
Yeah, like a year now.
Well,
you still live in Florida, right?
First of all, let's explain this. The Free State Project is not an immediate sort of a thing. Even though I think that people should go as soon as possible, when you actually sign up to join the Free State Project, you're actually agreeing to move once they reach 20,000 members. And once they reach 20,000 members, there's a five-year window in which people have to move. Some people, Jason, aren't commies, and they actually have, you know, possessions and property and roots laid down. It's kind of hard to pick those roots up and just run up to New Hampshire. So
you admit it's never going to happen, then.
What are you talking about? There's already a couple hundred people that have moved up there, and we're looking at properties right now.
Believe me, we're looking at it strongly right now. I mean, you know, the two of us have to move a show up there and everything. It's happening.
Well, you know, hopefully the next time I call, you guys will be broadcasting from there.
Well, it's going to take some time. I mean, if you call within the next 6 months, we're still going to be here.
Yeah, we're going
to
be here.
We haven't found a place yet. You have to find a place, then buy it. And I don't want to go. What we're going to probably do is we're probably going to get a place and rent it out to some other Free State Project members up there while we are still down here kind of cleaning up our lives,
right?
Then get up there.
You know, I mean, I have a day job, and I want Free Talk Live to be up and running and generating enough money that I can work Free Talk Live full-time as the sales manager of it before we move.
Right. Interesting.
Yes, so we have to make a profit first, which I think, I know you think is just evil and wrong, right?
Oh, he does not. He's got his own business. Go ahead.
What about your own genocide?
Yeah, I do have my own business.
Yes, he does.
But, you know,
genocide, my friend.
You guys were also talking about, you know, legalizing drugs, and I think that's really the main
Actually, I would prefer to decriminalize drugs, to be more specific.
Well, decriminalize, legalize. I think
I'll
we're
take
all
legalization, but there is a difference there. You realize that, right?
Well, a decrim basically means that there's not going to be any criminal penalties probably for possession, but there could still be penalties for dealing.
No, decriminalization means full-on decriminalization of possession, dealing, growing, manufacturing, all of that stuff. It just takes it out of the jurisdiction of the law, and it makes it so the free market can take over. Legalization means that there's going to be government laws created to regulate the distribution, to license the distribution, to control the distribution, that sort of thing. Just like alcohol and cigarettes are legal products in that they are controlled by the state.
Well, I don't think that there's any problem with having the government at least regulate purity.
It would be a huge improvement. It would be a huge improvement if we had legalization, but I'd rather have decrim. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you knew what the difference was.
Well,
so what about it?
Well, to me, it seems that's really what's going to solve the crime problem in the country.
Oh, yeah, man. I think like 85% of violent crimes are drug-related. Meaning that they're cracks, you know, some crackhead clubbing somebody over the head in order to get their money so they can go buy their crack. If it weren't for the crazy war on drugs,
you know,
they wouldn't have to do that.
The statistic
anymore.
I heard was 85% of people in prison are there for a drug-related crime.
No.
That's the number I heard. Not drug-related in the sense that it was a drug crime, but a crime that somehow had drugs involved.
Okay, perhaps. Yeah,
motivated
I could see that
or,
being the case.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, the impetus in order to go burglarize houses or, you know, steal, you know, radios out of people's cars is not going to be there once, you know, cocaine is like 10 cents an ounce.
You are correct.
Absolutely. And it would at least leave burglary to the professionals at that point. You know, it would keep the amateur burglars out of your house.
Yep.
Yeah, and no more street crime in order to defend, you know, drug territory.
That's
and
true.
And I think that that's one of the things that we saw after Prohibition is that there is no more
absolutely
shooting it up in Chicago, and
they didn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
They had to move into prostitution, and you have the gangs and the mafia can only operate in the areas where there's prohibition. So there's a prohibition on prostitution, they can operate there. There's a prohibition on gambling, they can operate there. There's a prohibition on drugs, they can operate there. And as there might be a coming prohibition on cigarettes soon, so you can damn well bet the gangs are going to start operating there, like they are in New York City.
But the thing is that I think the reason why drugs are illegal is the productivity factor, and I think the fear that you know rich people in the establishment have of you know people in their businesses, you know, being high and that affecting their productivity.
No, not at all. The reason why they're illegal is because the government wants to profit from their illegality. The police forces love the fact that drugs are illegal because it gives them, you were talking about this earlier this week, man, which it gives them something to go out and do. They have motivation to go out and bust people for drugs because they like collecting the drugs and selling it themselves or taking the cash.
Well, historically, most drug prohibition has been behind, you know, racist motives like the opium laws in order
That's
to
true.
Stop the Chinese from smoking opium. The laws against cocaine were in order to stop the black New Orleans dock workers from using cocaine, you know, out there on the docks.
There's definitely there are definitely worried about racist motivations involved there.
I'll let you finish your list, but I got a point on that.
Well, yeah, and also to say, you know, marijuana was also, you know, made illegal because, you know, Mexican farm workers were smoking it, even though for centuries it had been used as a like a sort of a cure-all, you know. I mean, at some point, it seems like it was a snake oil.
Certainly,
thing,
Mao Zedong didn't kill all of his, how many millions of people did he kill over the opium, you know, trying to eradicate opium in China? You know, I mean, in this country, perhaps, to some extent, it's
well, how many Indians did we wipe out, you know, found in this country? At least a few.
Lots and lots.
Yeah, sad story. Thanks for the call, Jason. Call us again sometime, man. 800-259-5791. It's no fun when he agrees with us.
Well, he's going to agree on half the points because libertarians are fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
There you go. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk about walking the streets at 2 a.m. and what the Bink Man has to say about that. It's your show. Take control. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
Only moments remain, Manwich. Time has flown tonight.
Yes, it's all over.
Only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. If you make the call, we'll try to sneak you in here if we can. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the amplifier program that you need to know about. If you like the show and you want to help us spread to more stations, like a happy little virus that helps people find liberty and freedom, the Freedom Liberty Virus.
I'm not so sure I like being called a happy little virus.
Well, it's a good kind of a virus. It's a bug of freedom and liberty. We want to get on as many radio stations as possible. We want to get on as many people's internet... podcasting, and we're going to get as many MP3 players as possible, internet connections, and it can all happen. It will happen eventually, but it'll happen sooner if you amp the show. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. All we're asking for is $3 a month, and it's totally voluntary. Look, if you can't afford $3 a month, don't worry about it. We'll keep giving you the stuff for free. We'll keep giving you the archives for free, the bulletin board system for free. Everything on the website continues to be free. But if you got $3 a month, head to amp.freetalklive.com. Read all about it, because there's some exciting stuff coming soon, Manwich. Because we've got these little bonuses along the line. We've got a goal that we want to reach. And once we reach our goal, we'll reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by 25%. And
breadcrumbs along the trail of liberty.
Indeed. Once we reach 50% of our goal, just to show that we're serious, we'll reduce the commercial time by 12.5% right then. We'll cut 2 minutes an hour of commercial time out of the show and replace it with actual show time. And then there's other little rewards along the way as well. So check out all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. This one, a quick email from Binkman. He emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, subject line, walking the streets at 2 a.m. I wanted to scream at Manwich for endorsing the frequent police behavior of harassing people that are walking at 2 a.m. and his idea of normal, but I only had my podcast to yell at. I'm one of those people that are not carrying a TV at that time of night, but smoking a joint instead, all the while not harming anyone, and thoroughly enjoying my freedom to do so while I'm doing it. This is what cops are looking for at 2 a.m., from my experience. Manwich is sleeping then, and he thinks everyone else should be too, or, if not, asked sternly for their identification and searched against their will and whatever else they've done to other people at 2 a.m. Isn't that what you for? What's your for, man? What you want people to be harassed on the
side? Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with cops asking people out walking around at 2 a.m. What's wrong?
Can the cops ask them to do a terry pat?
Ask. That's the thing. Is people who know better just say no?
I see. So what if the cops don't? What if the cops don't ask? What if they say you stand right there? I'm going to pat you down.
Then they've overstepped their bounds.
Oh, okay. At least you have a line there, man.
But you see, the thing is the criminals don't know, and.
What? Plenty of criminals do know. The dumb criminals don't know. It's the smart criminals that don't get caught. They know. They know how to handle the cops because they research the cops.
I expect cops to profile and go after people that fit their profiles.
He says, he says, do you really have faith in that false sense of security from the police officer's ability to catch criminals in the act? It seems like he's a little foreign here because it's kind of jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to warrant the harassment of the majority of good people expressing their freedom in their own way at that abnormal time of day. I guess Manwich hasn't figured out the whole meaning of freedom yet. But I still have hope for him. So he still has hope for you.
Thank you.
He says, to make the normal statement suggests that you think you're normal. And we know that norms are ignorant tools, right, Ian? Stay in your box. You must be up to something bad at this time of night. Great opinion, Manwich. Hope you were kidding. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You can live for...